Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, Erica. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I was calling because I had a few questions. Recently, back in September, I had lost my job. And I had filed for unemployment. I did not know that they had given me my unemployment. The last time I had spoken to a representative, they told me that it was still undergoing investigation. And then I found my unemployment card, and I'm guessing my claim is closed now because I literally thought that I was not going to get it. So I had not been doing my my weekly certification because I thought I wasn't going to get it until recently when I found my card. So I'm calling to see if they can open my claim back up because I'm still not working. I'm currently still unemployed. I've been looking actively to get a customer service job because that's what most of my experience is in.
Okay, so you want to reopen your claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your social?
Yes, it's 416-43-5836.
That's 416-43-5836.
That's correct.
I get you to verify your name and date of birth.
Yes, Maya, M-A-Y-A, last name Canty, C-A-N-T-Y, and my date of birth is May 22nd, 1994, so it's 5-22-1994.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's your highest grade completed?
Some college. I'm actually a college student now, so.
Okay. Mother's maiden name?
Denise Wright.
You have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state were they issued in, and what's your license number?
Alabama, and that's 8. Hold on. Hold on. I want to make sure I got it right. Hold on. You know, I could be your work. Where's the license? Okay, it is 897-5508.
Okay, thank you for that. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
I already have the card, so.
Okay. Okay, you say you have the card, okay.
Yes.
Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
Yes, that is 2404 4th Street Northwest, Center Point, Alabama, 35215.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Can I get you to verify your home phone number?
205-370-4808.
Okay. I have your mailing address as 2404 4th Street Northwest, Center Point, Alabama, 35215.
That's correct.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. What color is your 1995 Sierra F355? Blue, brown, silver, yellow, or I have never been associated with this vehicle?
I've never been associated with that vehicle.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 117 Lawson Drive, 1320 Jackson Avenue North, 220 Gale Lane, 2641 North Chandler Lane, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
117 Lawson Drive.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hoover, Birmingham, Opelika, Enterprise, or none of the above?
Birmingham.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I'm sorry?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? That's something you would have received in the mail.
No.
Okay. Are you
Ma'am, I don't know. I don't know. Like, what does that mean? Like,
it's a trade readjustment allowance.
Okay. I don't believe I received the letter from saying that.
Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
What's the difference between that and regular unemployment?
This is like tornadoes, floods, hurricanes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And the reason for breaking claim.
You said what's the reason for breaking the claim?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did not know that I was that they would give me the benefits. Like I said, I had been calling trying to see what was going on. Every time I called, they were saying that it was under investigation, and I couldn't get in contact with anyone, and nobody could tell me anything as far as like the status of my claim. So,
okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm in school.
Okay. No high school. What days and hours do you attend school?
Tuesday and Thursday, 1:45 in the evening.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Your last job title?
I was a legal assistant.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember your pen?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, pen and paper.
Hold on. Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works, Alabama spelled all the way out, Works, W-O-R-K-S, .Alabama spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay.
If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is area code 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, meaning you'll file again Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay. You said 1-800, I'm sorry.
361-4524.
Okay.
Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. So you just did a new claim, or is this the same, or did you just like reopen the last
one? I reopened your last one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That was it. That's all.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
Okay. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.